B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Second date update made hot by Shaw's and Star Market. The Monopoly Collect and Win game at Shaw's and Star Market is back with more ways to win when you play the Shop, Play, Win digital game. No purchase necessary. Hasbro is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Lee.
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Lee? How can we help you?
So basically, I went out with this girl a couple times, and as far as I know, we hit it off real well. I brought her over to my house, and cooked her dinner. We've had we've gone out on a couple regular dates, movies and stuff, and we've hit it off. Like laughing, I feel like we've known each other for years.
Mm-hmm.
Everything went well. And then all of a sudden, she's not getting back to me. She's not returning my calls. She's not, I could see that she's seeing my messages when I send her a message, but she's just not responding. So, I don't know what's up.
Well, the fact that she's seeing your messages means that she hasn't blocked you. So that's a good thing. It's a positive sign. But...
Nice way to look on the bright side.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Melissa knows because she's been blocked many times.
Yeah, I've been blocked a few times.
So maybe she's doing the thing where she's like, I want you to see that I'm seeing your messages and not responding. That's how much I don't like you. So what do you think it could be? When you guys hung out the last time, did you do anything?
I mean, she came to my house. I cooked her dinner. We hung out. I mean, my roommate was there. And
yeah.
He could kind of be a little extra on my roommate, but I don't think it was that bad. Not enough for her to just, start ghosting me like this all out of nowhere.
Okay. Pawning it off on the roommate. Gotcha. Okay, so you know what? We'll give her a call next, all right?
Hello.
Hi, is this Amanda?
It is.
Oh, perfect. Amanda, it is Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station, and I can explain to you how we got your number and why we're calling you. It's a good reason.
Okay.
So, we got your number from a gentleman who would love to take you out on a date. Now, the beautiful thing about this is I'm going to tell you this gentleman's name, and as an incentive to go out with this gentleman who you know, who likes you and who thinks you like him back, will pay for the whole thing. So, it's basically a win-win situation.
Yeah, but, all right, so I don't even know who called?
Okay, the guy. Well, I'm going to tell you the guy's name. His name is Lee, and you guys already hung up before, and he said you guys had a really good time.
I think I'm all set. I think I'm all set, yeah.
But, you think?
Yeah.
You're turning down a free date?
There's just some weird going on there, and I'm really good. I think I don't need to be involved in any of it.
Weird as in what? Just look. Can you let us know just so we can let Lee know, and then he'll leave you alone because he's a little upset that you don't reply to anything he sends you.
It's just, all right. The whole thing is just a little bit bizarre because he has a roommate, and his roommate's 30 years older than him, which whatever.
His roommate's 30 years older than
older?
Him?
Older?
Yeah, older.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, the thing is, this guy, Lee, nice dude. He, does, task rabbit jobs and mopping up Chinese food restaurants and shit. He does random stuff like that. So, he legit has no money. There's no way he has the money to take me out to the places that he has been taking me.
Yeah.
And so when I asked him about it the last time I saw him, he said that his roommate, fronts him the money for it.
Okay.
So his roommate, pays for our dates.
So he's always borrowing money to take you out.
Yeah, but the guy is, 30 years older and, they live in the South End, man.
I know what so she's getting at.
She's saying that that Lee's his roommate's boy toy.
Yeah.
Legit,
sugar daddy.
What's going on?
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I kind of... Actually, Amanda...
I love how she added that he lives in the South End.
Yeah, Amanda, Lee's on the phone right now. He's listening to what you're saying.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't understand what. What do you mean, Amanda? What do you think is going on?
Dude, first of all, you live in a place like at least $5,000 a month and you don't pay rent. Second of all, he's paying for all our dates. What, to make you happy? That's bizarre.
Lee, how are you?
Yeah,
how are
my
you?
My roommate has spot me money before. Why is that? Why do you think something weird is going on?
How do you pay him
People
back, though?
Lend each other money. I do like the stuff around the house, and you know, I cook usually, and I clean, and you know, if his shoulders hurt, I'll rub his shoulders, or you know.
You a roommate or an employee?
Like, he's an older guy, you know, so he needs help here and there.
I bet
things,
he does.
You know, and if he helps me out, then I don't see a problem with that.
Oh, where did you meet?
It was just a website for, like, divorced guys that are looking for, like, roommates or stuff. It's just a regular website where people meet other people, like...
A divorced dude looking for a roommate.
Lee, is this guy your sugar daddy?
What? No, he's my roommate. Oh, my God. No, dude.
Yeah, your roommate SD.
You're real dumb, dude.
Oh, my God. It's not like I'm banging the dude. What the hell?
Are you sure?
Not yet.
Oh, damn.
So, is that a no?
Yeah, it's a no. Oh,
sounds
my
like
God.
A hell no, Lee.
I just don't feel comfortable with the guy that I'm dating having a sugar daddy.
The second date update on the 10th. Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10. If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.